John started to put it together in the mid-70s.
Okay.
And at the time, we called our group Voice, V-O-I-C-E. We used to meet in a big old house that was owned by the United Church, and they gave free space to local groups. And Don and I, and I believe Carla McCaig, were trying to put together that anthology then, but the project failed because we couldn't get enough material. We couldn't find enough people who were talking about their mental health history in those days. But so, I had already submitted my piece to that project. So Don already had that, and Bonnie, in their file when they started to put together what became Shrink Resistance.
Okay.
And it took them a while to get a grant
from
probably the Secretary of State for Canada, my guess. I know I wrote a support letter for it. I think I was a member of provincial parliament by that time, or maybe I was still a city council, I can't remember. But I wrote a letter to whomever and said what an important contribution this would be if there were a collection of survivors' tales published. And that was before, of course, we found Lanny Beckman.
Right.
Which was another little miracle, because no mainstream publisher was interested. It did have its downside, though, which was, you know, New Star Books was very tiny, and it didn't have any advertising budget, and it didn't print a very big run.
Right.
The book has been out of print for years and years. We were just hugely grateful to New Star for taking it on.